Book of Job revealed through 12 questions. 1. What does upright and blameless mean? Upright, righteous, and blameless, no cause, but this doesn't mean sinless, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, Romans 3 verse 23. The reason Job was upright is that he feared God and shunned evil, Job 1 verse 1, Psalms 103 verse 17. The reason Job was blameless is because he covered his sins with sacrifices, Job 1 verse 5. Animal sacrifices don't take away sin, they only cover it, Hebrews 10 verse 4, Leviticus 17 verse 11. 2. What time period was Job and why? During the time period between Jacob and Moses because, number 1, Eliphaz, Job's friend, was a Temanite, Teman was from the city of Edom, Ezekiel 25 verse 13. Edom is where the descendants of Esau resided, Genesis 25 verse 13, therefore, the time period was after Esau was born. The name Eliphaz, Job 2 verse 11, is the same name as the eldest son of Esau, Genesis 36 verses 10 to 11, it could potentially be the same person. Number 2, Job died at the age of about 180 to 200 years, Job lived 140 years after God restored what was lost, Job 42 verse 16. Job's first set of children had their own houses, therefore they were adults and Job would have been 40 and 60 years old. This meant he lived to about the same age as Isaac. People who lived to this age existed before Moses. Number 3, the reason it is before Moses is because he didn't have a book to reference, Job 31 verse 35. The written Torah came through Moses. 3, what do Christians have that Job didn't? A book explaining what was good and evil, the law of God, Job 31 verse 35, 2 Timothy 3 verse 16. The blood of Yeshua to wash away his sins, Revelation 1 verse 5, Revelation 7 verse 14. Sealed with Holy Spirit to help him overcome sin and live holy, Ephesians 1 verse 13, John 7 verse 39. The power of Holy Spirit to cast out demons and lay hands on the sick to be healed, Acts 1 verse 8, Mark 16 verses 17 to 18. 4. How did Satan have access to Job? Through a consuming fear of the consequences from God. Fearing God is good, respecting God's word about life is more than fearing the consequences, but fearing him because he is the creator. God allowed Satan access because God had been protecting Job from the consequences of Job's own faith in the negative, fear. Job said, "For destruction from God was a terror to me, and by reason of his highness I could not endure," Job 31 verse 23. Job says, "For the thing I greatly feared has come upon me, and what I dreaded has happened to me," Job 3 verse 25. Greatly feared derived from fearing fear in the Hebrew. This phrase is only used two other times in the scripture, once in reference to God, Psalms 14 verse 5, and the other in reference to fearing the unknown, Psalm 53 verse 5. Job's highest motivation was not to get the consequences, and these thoughts plagued him, therefore he did the sacrifices just in case, Job 1 verse 5. God in his mercy wanted to free Job from this, James 5 verse 11, and unbeknownst to Satan, to expose this in Job. 5. What is the root of fearing? Pride can be defined as self-dependence, lack of faith, unbelief in God. Self-reliance and a belief in oneself leads to unbelief in God's word, like when Satan tempted Eve, Genesis 3 verses 4 to 5. The serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die. For God knows that in the day you eat of it your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." Therefore, the next step after this is fear because of inadequacy, Adam and Eve hiding from God. God refers to Job's reaction to him as proud waves, and said, "Hitherto shalt thou come, but no further, and here shall thy proud waves be stayed." Job 38 verse 11. The water is pride, which already existed prior. Is there anyone that can truly walk in the freedom of pride? With God, all things are possible. 6. What was the main thing Job was seeking to know from God? Why God had done this to him without reason. Job said, "Why then do you not pardon my transgression and take away my iniquity? For now I will lie down in the dust, and you will seek me diligently, but I will no longer be," Job 7 verse 21. "I will say to God, do not condemn me, show me why you contend with me," Job 10 verse 2. "That you should seek for my iniquity and search out my sin," Job 10 verse 6. "But I would speak to the Almighty, and I desire to reason with God," Job 13 verse 3. Why do you hide your face and regard me as your enemy? Job 13, verse 24. 7. What did Eliphaz say of God that God was not pleased with? Job 42, verse 7. God was chastening Job for sin. Eliphaz said, "Behold, happy is the man whom God correcteth, therefore despise not thou the chastening of the Almighty, for he mocketh sore, and bindeth up, he woundeth, and his hands make whole. He shall deliver thee in 6 troubles, yea, and 7 there shall no evil touch thee." Job 5 verses 17 to 19. And he was wrong. Job 42 verse 7. 8. Why didn't God speak badly about Elihu like he did about Job's 3 friends? Elihu spoke what was correct. God affirmed Elihu's statements by repeating what Elihu said, e.g. Elihu said, "Therefore Job opens his mouth in vain, he multiplies words without knowledge." Job 35 verse 16. Job speaks without knowledge, his words are without wisdom. Job 34 verse 35. God speaks to Job after Elihu has spoken, "Who is this who darkens counsel by words without knowledge?" Job 38 verse 2, 9. What did Elihu say was the reason for this coming on Job? Originally it was sin, and now with the multitude of words, rebellion to the sin. Job 34 verse 37, 4, he adds rebellion to his sin, he claps his hands among us, and multiplies his words against God. 10. How does Job compare to Christians? Christians have the blood of Yeshua to wash away their sins, they have Holy Spirit to help them and teach them, and they have the Bible. Job didn't have any of these. 11. What did Job repent for the first time? Job 40 verses 4 to 5. For his rebellion, self-justification against God. YHWH answered Job, and said, "Shall the one who contends with the Almighty correct him? He who rebukes God, let him answer it." Job 40 verses 1 to 2. Job said, "Then Job answered the Lord and said, Behold, I am vile, what shall I answer you? I lay my hand over my mouth. Once I have spoken, but I will not answer, yes, twice, but I will proceed no further." Job 40 verses 3 to 5, 12. What did Job repent for the second time? Job 42 verses 2 to 6. Use the KJV here as it is better translation of Hebrew text. For not recognizing that the reason for the suffering was his prideful, self-dependent thoughts, fearful thoughts, that he didn't realize God knew. God had said to Job, "Would you indeed annul my judgment?" Job 40 verse 8. Just before Job acknowledges his sin, God says about the Leviathan, representation of Satan, "He beholds every high thing, he is king over all the children of pride." Job 41 verse 34. Satan had access to Job because of his pride, it wasn't for no reason. The evidence of this was Job's continual work, self-reliance, to avoid the consequences of God. Job 3 verse 25, Job 31 verse 23, this was the captivity of Job. Job 42 verse 10, then Job answered the Lord, and said, "I know that thou canst do everything, and that no thought, mischievous hidden thought, can be withholden from thee. Who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge? Therefore have I uttered that I understood not, referring to his rebellion, things too wonderful for me, which I knew not." He didn't know that he had caused this and God had helped him. He was grateful. "Hear, I beseech thee, and I will speak, I will demand of thee, and declare thou unto me. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. Wherefore I abhor myself, and repent in dust and ashes." Job 42 verses 1 to 6, Job humbles himself, finally understanding why God allowed this, to help him break free from the internal turmoil of the fear of the consequences. James speaks of this, "Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful, and of tender mercy." James 5 verse 11, Job 42 verse 10, the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. 13. What was the outcome of this for Job? In other words, what would Job do differently moving forward? Job understood that he is in a warfare with the enemy. He was not without sin, and together with God's help, he will be able to resist the devil. Job 41. Self-reliance is pride. And the fruit of pride is fear. Fear was evident, and that through this consuming fear of the consequences from God he was in captivity. Job 42 verse 10. Understand that fearing God is good, but it is way more than just fearing the consequences, but fearing him because he is the creator, wanting his counsel, wanting his protection from Satan. Job 38 to 39. So instead of constantly fearing the consequences from God, he needed rest in God, who would help him live right as he rests on him and not do it on his own as he had done, Job 38-39. And when things are not going right, instead of saying it is God's will, he is to find out by seeking God's counsel. Job repented twice, once for his rebellion is the things he said and not knowing, Job 40:3-5, and second time for self-righteousness, Job 41:34, which was the reason Satan had access to Job, Job 42:1-6. Therefore, there are four key lessons Job learnt, a Job previously believed. Everything that happened in Job's life was from God. God gives and takes away, Job 1:21. Job 10:2, and the devil was not responsible. Job discovered after the Lord revealed. Not everything that happened in Job's life was from God as Job discovered. Satan had access to Job and brought the destruction on Job. God did not, but God did limit him. In Christ we know. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Ephesians 6:12. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, 1 Peter 5:8. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly, John 10:10. B. Job previously believed. When things weren't going right, Job didn't seek the reason from God, but accepted it as God's will. Job discovered after the Lord revealed. Job healing only took place after he sought the reason from God and repented, Job 42:2-6. If he sought earlier, it would have happened earlier. True seeking only happens when one gives up and has tunnel vision to know. Evidence of Job fasting and being transparent to know, except the self-righteousness which was rebellion, Job 34:37. In Christ we know. What man that is from you, whom if his son asks for bread, will not give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will not give him a snake? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more your Father who is in the heavens give good to those who ask him? Matthew 7:9-11. See, Job previously believed. Job believed he was without sin and did everything right, Job 31:4-8. He relied on himself. Job discovered after the Lord revealed. Satan had access to Job through pride, self-righteousness, Job 38:11, Job 41:34. Job was not without sin, Romans 3:23. God was the one who was protecting Job, as Satan pointed out, Job 1:10. And Job was the one relying on himself and his works to keep him free from consequences. Together with God's help, Job will be able to resist the devil, as only God can hold the enemy at back, Job 41. In Christ we know. I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take the stony heart out of their flesh, and will give them an heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes, and keep mine ordinances, and do them, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God, Ezekiel 11:19-20. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us, 1 John 1:9-10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them, Ephesians 2:10. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, 1 Thessalonians 5:23. D. Job previously believed. Job lived in a consuming fear of the consequences from God, Job 3:25. Job 31:23. This would rob Job of his joy in the Lord. Job discovered after the Lord revealed. Satan had access to Job through his pride, self-righteousness, Job 38:11, 41:34. God answers Job's question to why by pointing out Leviathan is the king of the children of pride, implying that Job had pride, Job 41:34. Just like everyone else, Job was not without sin, Romans 3:23. God was the one who had been protecting Job, as Satan pointed out, Job 1:10. And Job was the one relying on himself and his works to keep him free from consequences. but only together with God's help would Job be able to resist the devil, as only God can hold the enemy at back, not Job, Job 41. In Christ we know. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or, what shall we drink? Or, wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Matthew 6 verses 31 to 34. This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent, John 6 verse 29. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18. Yeshua said, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world, Matthew 28 verse 20.